But you heard Ed Langdon talking there about the one-trick pony. Do you have a second trick, you pack of ponies?
Well, it's obviously worked the last 10 games in a row. So, each their own. That's obviously their opinion for us. And I know one thing, they don't like speed on the ball. So hopefully they're ready for it because that's what we'll provide.
I think that was the one trick he was talking about, Jeremy, I think.
It is. So, they're relatively good in their defence and, you know, credit to them. But we obviously expect the best of them and we respect our oppo. So, we're looking forward to a good battle tonight and we feel like our game plan stacks up quite well and so is there. So let the best team win.
On a personal note, now, I think you had something it was described as a cork buttock. To get that right, was a bit of pain involved in the treatment to try and get the bruising out?
Absolutely. There's not much meat around my butt, so it's like, I got a bit of a smashed in the hip bone in the side, so it actually jammed up my groin, so that was probably the bit that made me feel unable to run. So, yeah, it was a bit of a deloaded week, but I was able to, do a sufficient amount of training throughout that week to get myself up and right, and I feel fresh and ready to go.
Jeremy, on the comments by Langdon, has the coach mentioned it in a public forum to you players?
Not at all.
No? And what about the discussion amongst you guys and each other? You're shocked by what he had to say?
Yeah, I wasn't shocked. It's like if they've got to build up the game with comments like that to self-motivate, then that's fine. But we just go about our business and let the footy do the talking. But, it didn't shock me at all. But they're open to their own opinion, so good luck to them.
Will there be some sledging going on in his way tonight? I feel you've taken a little bit personally. Will you be at it at all?
I haven't at all. It's, yeah. I suppose if Maynard and him cross paths,
he can
wish himself all the best.